Welcome to Real News on this Monday, and my talking point today is I like to call this clown world, upside down world. Like, what the fuck is going on? Of course, everyone knows there's a new variant for the coronavirus, and it's called Omicron. I think I'm pronouncing it right. But first of all, it's like a cold. No, really. It's literally like a cold. There is no data. There's no scientific evidence that proves that it's anything stronger than like a mild cold or maybe like a one-day, 24-hour bug. Seriously. So there's no data to back up the extreme measures the world is experiencing right now. I don't know if anyone knows this, but the Netherlands is in full lockdown right now until January 14th. My question is, why? Seriously, there's no deaths. I think in the entire world right now, there is still just one death. I know there was on my podcast where I talked about this previously a couple days ago. There was one death in the entire world, and not one single death from the Omicron variant in the United States. So I don't want anybody messaging me with hate mail saying, you're wrong, there's deaths with COVID. I'm not saying that. I'm saying on the new variant only, on the Omicron variant, there is no recorded deaths yet in the United States. So why is our president losing his mind? And I'm going to tell you why. It's all about control, folks. And I know I got people that are listening to me smiling or shaking their head, thinking this guy's just crazy or whatever. Or you think I'm being overdramatic. But I'm not. The evidence is on my side, folks. Okay. What they want to do is change America. And they're using this as an excuse to change America. You remember what they told you, right? Originally, give me 15 days to slow to spread. Isn't that what they said? We need 15 days to slow to spread, people. And they even said, that's all we need. And I told everyone, I pretty much laughed when I heard them say, 15 days to slow the spread. Because I told everyone, get ready. It's not going to be 15 days. It's going to be a year. Then it's going to be 2 years. And here we are, folks. We're at the end of 2021. Do you think anything's going to change next year at this time? Ask yourself that question seriously. Because it's not. Guess what? They don't want to tell you what I'm going to tell you. COVID is here to stay. COVID is not going anywhere. Do I have to repeat it? I don't think I do. I think you just heard what I said loud and clear. You're not going to hear that on MSNBC. You're not going to hear that on CNN. You're not going to hear that on the mainstream media. And I know a lot of people are listening. And they're like, oh, well, Fox News is exactly the same. No, Fox News actually said, we have to live with COVID. They've been saying it all summer. It's not going away, folks. Life is full of risks. I'm just telling you, we don't need another lockdown. The biggest mistake this country ever did. Well, actually, it's our mistake. It's we the people's mistake. Because last year when they told everybody, you know, they did the 15 days to slow the spread. Then they said they needed longer. Then they said, well, guess what? We just need to shut down businesses. Well, who in the fuck decided to do that? And my point is, this is our fault. Because when they told you as a small business owner If you owned a business and they told you to shut your doors, you should have said no. What if, but the problem was half of America complied. That's the problem. 50 to 60% of you complied and shut your businesses down. So for the ones that didn't, you were the outcast. You know what I mean? You were looked at as if you were fucking wrong. But imagine, just imagine if last year, when they told you to shut all your businesses down, imagine if every single person in America said no. That's all it takes, folks. So I'm not sure if a lockdown is coming to America. Well, I'm pretty sure if it does come to America, it's going to be in the blue states like New York, New Jersey, New Hampshire, California. For the ones that don't know, I am in Central Florida, and our Governor DeSantis is pretty much saying this is a free state. He's pretty much pushing back against the mandates to get the vaccine and leaving it up to the individual. And I agree with him. You know what I mean? Medical questions used to be a private matter. Why is it that we are in a world where a stranger can walk up to you and be like, "Hey, are you vaccinated?" Between me and you, that's my biggest pet peeve right now. I've had two fucking people that I don't know ask me, "Are you vaccinated?" Well, first off, motherfucker, it's none of your goddamn business if I'm vaccinated. And I have made a point to tell myself that the next person that asks me, "Are you vaccinated?" I'm going to say, well, let's see, if it's a woman and they ask me if I'm vaccinated, I'm going to say, "Have you ever been a prostitute?" And I'm sure they're going to be pretty fucking pissed. And I'm going to respond with, "Now you know how I feel, because you are offending me when you're asking me if I've been vaccinated. How dare you? The audacity to ask me if I've been vaccinated." And especially when I hear, "Are you vaccinated?" And then I see somebody shake their head at me. Mind your business. I'm in my early 50s, and you know how many times I've been fucking asked in my entire life before this pandemic, have I been vaccinated? I've been asked that by my doctor, and that was the only person that should ever ask me that. You, as a fucking passing stranger, you don't have that right to ask me, am I vaccinated? That is my medical privacy, not yours. I am a free man. Don't tread on me. Do not fucking ask me if I'm vaccinated, because you're not going to like my response. And I think it's wrong. All of that crap used to be private. There is no medical privacy anymore, and it's fucking wrong. And it's up to us to stand up against this tyranny, because that's exactly what it is. You know, I mean, and now Dr. Fauci, you know, like I said, they started with the 15 days of slow to spread. And then they said, well, you know, you got to wear your mask everywhere. You got to wear it inside. And then they said, sorry, folks, we don't need 15 days of slow to spread. We need 3 months. Oh, that's right. Now we need to shut your businesses down. Oh, yeah. And it's better if you wear two masks. Oh, and it's only until the vaccine is ready. Oh, that's right. Now we got the vaccine. Here, take the shot. Now you don't have to wear the mask. Oh, okay. 2 weeks goes by. Dr. Fauci comes on TV. Guess what? Yeah, we decided that you need to wear the mask even though you've been vaccinated. Oh, okay, and then 4 to 5 months goes by. Oh, guess what, folks? That vaccine you had, That's not enough. Now you need a fucking booster shot. Then 2 more months goes by. We really think you could use a second booster shot. Then a month goes by, or 2 more months goes by, and then they said you need 3. Now Dr. Fauci, in the last 2 weeks, is on TV saying we may need a 4th booster shot. Like I said, what is going on? Okay? Now, as of this week, it's in the news. Senator Cory Booker and former presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren both have COVID. They have the Omicron variant. And guess what? They've both been vaccinated and they've had their booster shots. So doesn't that prove that it doesn't matter if you're vaccinated? That you can still get this shit? So why do it? Why? Makes zero sense. And the data doesn't back it up, folks. I know you guys can email me and tell me I'm wrong all you want. Show me that I'm wrong. Google vaccine injuries. From this, there's so many COVID deaths and so many people. I'm sorry. There's so many deaths from the vaccine alone. There is so many people out there with heart conditions now, and they will have it for the rest of their life because they got the vaccine. That's not a conspiracy theory, folks. That is real life fact. That is real news. I'm not in the business of spreading fake news. If I was, I'd be a CNN anchor. I'm telling you the truth. Look it up. Research it. We have heart conditions all across this country now because of this vaccine. I don't believe it's safe. I don't. I believe you're risking your life if you get it. You may get it and you might be fine. You may get it and you're not fine. You can make any decision you want. I'm not telling you not to get it. I'm telling you, I'm not getting it. It's not worth the risk for me. I'll take my fucking chances. So that's where I stand. But anyway, when is enough enough? Are they going to lock us down? Are you going to comply? I say we don't. We have to make a stand, folks. Because guess what? We're going into 2022. And next year at this time, when we're headed towards 2023... we're still going to be dealing with COVID. We're going to be dealing with another variant. And guess what, folks? The year after, when we're going into 2024, we're going to be dealing with another variant also. So what are you going to do? Are you going to keep shutting your businesses down? Will you even have a fucking business by next year at this time? This time, if you allow them to shut your business down again, think of that. Are you ready for them to let them lose, make them lose your livelihood? I don't know about that. I know plenty of business owners, and they're not shutting down this time. So, that's my take on it. What do you think? If you're listening for the first time, hit the follow button. I am on all platforms, Spotify, Amazon Music. I'm also on Pandora, and I am on Apple. So follow my podcast. I guess Spotify is rolling out now something new this week where you can actually rate my podcast from 1 to 5. After listening to them, if I'm not sure if it's showing up yet, but if it's not, it's coming. So it's slowly rolling out. I know that on Apple Podcasts, you can write a review. So I'm asking you all to do that. And follow me and like my podcast. And share it with your friends. And if you have any feedback, either good or bad, doesn't matter to me, send me an email at realnewsocala@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.